This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. At least 17 people were killed when a Pakistani military plane crashed into a Rawalpindi neighborhood Tuesday night, local time. The dead included all five crew members and at least 12 civilians. Another 12 civilians were injured. The military said it had no information on the cause of the tragedy. Pro-democracy protests moved underground to Hong Kong's subway system today, blocking commuters from exiting their trains. Service was delayed and partially suspended at some stations, forcing riders to wait in long lines for shuttle bus service to other stops. And there were clashes between demonstrators and angry commuters. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, questions are mounting over possible Chinese intervention in its autonomous territory.
Another weekend of violent protests in Hong Kong has prompted a rare public statement from the central government in Beijing. Representatives of its Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office called a press conference to condemn the protests that they say undermine the rule of law. The protests show no sign of abating, though, and questions are starting to mount over where the threshold may be for calling in the Chinese military to support the police. The Hong Kong Affairs Office was asked this during the press conference. They responded only by pointing to the city's constitution, as they have in the past. It allows city officials to request military help, although neither the city nor Beijing have given any specifics. The government also repeated its support for City Administrator Carrie Lam and the Hong Kong police. The officials claim Western countries are stoking the unrest.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda. A newly released United Nations report says the Islamic State self-declared caliphate may be gone, but its leaders are hanging on in Syria and Iraq, where they remain intent on attacking targets around the world. From Washington, this is VOA News. Two U.S. service members have been killed in action in Afghanistan.